Hi, everyone, and welcome to 2014. This is Danita Ogondiga, your host for Grief Talk. Grief Talk is a weekly broadcast program committed and dedicated to those persons that are overcoming grief. No matter what process you may be in your grief or what step you may be in, there is hope for today. So we don't want to encourage you or keep you stuck in your grief. We want to also let you know that no matter how long it takes, hope starts today. With that being said, we're going to talk about our first topic for 2014, which is the topic, what is grief? I hear so many people saying what it is. It's full of emotions and all of this. We're going to take some time to really delve into this and answer the question, what is grief? For more information about me, you can tag me or look me up on Facebook. But let's jump to the topic. What is grief? We see stop signs all around us. Those bright red signs that alert us that one thing has ended and another is about to begin. But what we don't always realize is that stop signs are an indication of us taking the time to break, to pause, to realize that there is something that is about to change or something has changed. I once heard a coach by the name of Millicent St. Clair say that stop signs are an indication that we are to stop, breathe, look both ways, and then proceed to our destination. But how many of us know that grief is simply this, an acknowledgement that we have lost someone? The acknowledgement that the space that was once occupied by someone we loved is no longer there. Grief is the absence of a piece of our heart. And what people need to understand is that this process must be paused. It must be dealt with. Grief is a natural response to a situation that has occurred in life. It's often called a very debilitating and exhausting experience. It can be energizing because it causes you to really, really think awesome stories and reminisce awesome times with your loved ones. So in that regard, it is an energizing experience. Often wavy, never a straight line. For those that tell you that, I know that they can't simply believe that. Grief is curvy, it's wavy, it's exhausting, it's energizing. But the whole goal about it is that we must go through it. It's something that all of us must go through. I don't care if you are the strongest person on this earth. Everyone is overcome at some point. And what makes you overcome is not because you're weak or unable to cope with grief. It's the opposite of that. It's because you've actually lost someone that you love that makes you strong. And pretending to be okay is not the way to go about this process. Trust me, I did that and I've done that. Been there, did that. One thing I want to tell you real quick is about my story. Within a matter of months, I lost both of my parents when I was the age of 21 years old. That experience pushed me into a state of denial that was larger than Mount Everest. Because of the denial, I entered into stages of having promiscuous relationships, drug use, piercing, cutting, abortions, just going down a path that I did not necessarily need to go down. And if you want to really hear my whole story, you can log on to the links below and you'll see my book that I just wrote called Overcoming the Orphan Spirit, Restoration for Self and Society. And in that book, I talk a lot about my story, how I came into this grief work, and really how I was able to receive the healing that I needed with the help of God. I had made my parents my core. They framed my identity. And at the age of 21, you're coming into a deeper evolution of self. And with that being said, because I relied so much on my family, my parents, when they passed away, a part of myself passed away. And so really, nothing really mattered. So grief was, it was debilitating. It really was. So I encourage you to download that book for $7.99 and just really let it speak to you. But one of the things that I just wanted to tell you also is, now that we know what grief is, it's an acknowledgement. I want you to take the time to think about where you are in your process. Are you newly grieved? Are you in a stage where you have lost something or someone years out and you find yourselves unable to cope? Your defense mechanisms have risen to a point where you are unable to act authentically. That could possibly be an indication that you have not taken the time to stop, look both ways, breathe, and proceed. Society teaches us to rush. When we rush through grief, it often becomes unnatural. We find ourselves ramping up the pace on the treadmill of life. We're in the rat race already, so our response to life simply becomes something that is unnatural. And as a result, we live a life of unauthenticity. But how many of you know taking the time to stop to grieve is the most important gift that we can give ourselves? Those are the kind of things that we're going to be talking about this year in 2014 on Grief Talk. I want you to know that it is okay. Just because we are in the church, just because we have a relationship with God, just because we're making six figures, just because we're driving the latest car, we still can take the time to be human. We all can take the time to be human. So our first topic today, as I said, was what is grief? And I hope that you are able to be able to get a short definition that you can work with this week until next week when we get together. I want to leave you with this. I want you to think about how you're currently going through your process. And when I mention grief talk, we're not necessarily talking about just the loss of someone. That's often the most misconstrued statement in life, that grief is only associated with the loss of someone. Grief can also be tied to the loss of something. Pets, jobs, transition of life, relationships, whatever it may be. Grief can be tied to other emotional situations rather than just the loss of a physical person. So whatever your loss is today, whether it's new, fresh, or whether it's something that has happened a long time ago and you are having difficulty thinking about it or processing it, I want you to do an exercise with me. I want you to take out a piece of paper. I want you to ask yourself, how am I grieving? How am I dealing with the loss of this thing? And you name what that thing is. Think about how other people in the world may be thinking or grieving about that situation. And write down what it is that your response is. Log on to Facebook under Danita Solomon Ogondaga. And send me an inbox and let me know or comment on my page. I would love to hear back from you. I would love to hear what your questions are. I want you to know that Grief Talk is going to be just that, an exchange between the two of us. So I don't want you to feel like you have to have some type of shame to let someone know what you are going through. This is going to be a safe space for us to be able to communicate and talk about what it is that we're going through life. Because the fact of the matter is, there are so many people that are going through situations and they have no one to talk to. One of the things that I learned from Dave and Joyce Meyer is the power of touch. How many of us need touch every single day of our lives. Studies have proven that if we are absent from touch, we will often die. So similar to that, we need a space where we can come and authentically speak about the situations that we are going through. If you find that you're not ready to communicate publicly, please inbox me. When I do talk about it publicly, I will use anonymous name. But I want you to know that it is safe for you to be able to voice your concerns, your questions, and your comments on Grief Talk with Danita Ogondaga. I encourage you to stop by my website, danitaogondaga.com. There you will find that I offer one-on-one and group coaching. Those things will be done at the end of the month. You will be able to see tabs on my website, danitaogondaga.com, which will alert you to various packages that you could sign up for to receive group coaching. We deal with a gamut of emotions, helping you to achieve emotional healing, performance, helping you to deal with miscarriages or abortions, helping you to deal with whatever situations that you are going through in life that are keeping you from having those better days that are ahead. God wants us to heal. He wants us to keep Him at the center. And if you don't have anything higher that you're holding on to as you go through grief, it's going to be awfully difficult for you to be able to make it. So I encourage you, whatever you believe in today, hold on to that, your peace. Let that be your guide when those days seem foggy. I want to close this podcast by saying one of my favorite prayers. It's the Serenity Prayer. And it says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. What is wisdom? Wisdom is the ability to brave the fires of life with courage. Thank you for tuning in to Grief Talk. Hope starts today. Whatever your trauma was yesterday, your hope does start today.